This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number three of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, SiriusXM Channel 158. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin,
sup?
Producer number nine, so much more than a producer. You good, man?
I'm good.
All good with you? We're going to talk college baseball here momentarily, at least take a look at the odds. Carl Sack will join us to talk NBA Finals this hour and our World Cup mock, where Kelly and I, again, full disclosure, in case you missed it earlier, there's this Splash Sports World Cup Survivor Contest. World Cup begins in 3 days. Can't wait. We can't play because we're in the state of Nevada, and I don't know if you know this about the state of Nevada. They don't play. So we're not in that. I believe that's the reason they don't play. It was the reason they gave.
It's a weird slogan. Yeah.
But so we went through this, and essentially, because you got to pick the four sides that you think will get through the group stage, but like any survivor in any sport, then the object is then you want them to disappear quickly after that, right? The problem is in the World Cup, the brackets aren't really the brackets. You don't quite know who's playing who. Mm-hmm. So you can drive yourself crazy. Like if you're in the big Splash Sports, I wonder how many people had the same experience I did, which is, okay, I want to map this out. But then they spend like 10, 15 minutes on it, and then they realize this is a fool's errand. There's no chance you can properly navigate this.
Yeah.
Unless you're so precise in your standings per group. So I guess there are people that do it. Above my pay grade. Anyway, we got our four each. You be very confident about your four?
Oh, not at all. But I thought it was a fun exercise.
It was a fun exercise.
Because, yeah, I think that we've played in different... We've played in different survivor pools in different sports, right? Everything's always a little bit different. This is a major wrinkle, right? Because you got to go the groups and then, you want to look ahead. I think I did this. I did the same thing where you're filling out a bracket to see how it's going to, or filling out who's going to advance, who's going to win the group, exact orders of the group. So you see what the bracket looks like beyond the group stage. But yeah, you could easily finish in third in your group and still advance, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a winner of group.
Eight of the 12 third place sides advance.
So, I mean, it's winner of group. And then if you finish second, you're still going in. And then eight of the 12 third places are going in. So yeah, you're still trying to find, at the end of the day, though, still trying to find that team that's going to make it through the group stage and then lose right away.
Yep. We'll reveal our four each. Watch this be the one where you get Survivor all the way through.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Kelly Bidlin, greatest World Cup survivor player ever. We get tweets beat in the book. Donnie Miller pays to be a Visa Pro subscriber, followed Wes's memorial trends, and waited for round one to be completed. 11 of the last 16 were T11, with the other listed trends. Poston and Clark were the only possible winners. Thanks, Wes. There you go.
Nice.
He used Wes Reynolds' info to cash largely. Andrew Leno II caddied for the winner at the 2008. Caddied for the winner in 2008 at Glen Abbey in Oakville, Mr. Ches Reavy. Oh, we have a champion caddy that just tweeted.
There we go, Reavy.
There you go, Andrew Leno. John Balducci. We only make our own pasta sauce in the Balducci family. So why am I leaving Wegmans with a big jar of Carbone sauce? Numbers game impulse buy. Side note, you know Wegmans, right?
That's great.
John, I do, because in my mom's last year of life, there was a new Wegmans that showed up in D.C., and she was just obsessed. Gilly, did you maybe go to Wegmans and get us something?
That's great.
Like Keno Walker. When we talk about head coaches, oh, this will be interesting to think what you think about this, Kelly. Keno Walker. When we talk about head coaches, do you think the Spurs are down 0-2 if a quote-unquote healthy Greg Popovich was head coach?
Oh, man. That's a tough question. It's a tough good question, I guess.
I think they wouldn't be down 2-0 if we just ran these two games back and played them. I mean, like...
Right, so this, no, I hear you, man.
If you did those two games simulated, right? If you did simulations of 1,000 times, I don't know how many times they're down 2-0.
Yeah, probably not to answer the question with Pop, but I think Mitch Johnson has been getting beaten on the when we match up the coaches here, but I don't know. I don't know how much of a difference it would have made.
I don't know.
He's been involved. He's been very involved.
Here are the odds to win the College World Series. Now, where it stands right now, And I was asking this question earlier. Where's my Fakakta bracket? I'm going to go with what you said earlier, which is just because we don't have Team 7 and 8 officially yet, then we'll see the Fakakta bracket show up.
And once they start playing, because that's the, it's the, you get into the elimination side versus the winner's side.
Okay, I'm going to go with that. Right now, what we have, we wouldn't have had any College World Series game, College Super Regionals today had it not been for a couple suspensions of games last night. Specifically, we got two games today. By the way, did Alabama St. John's already begin today?
Yes, it is 7-2, Bama in the top of the eighth.
Yeah, that was suspended in the seventh with Bama up 5 runs. Bama already has a 1-0 lead in that best of 3 against St. John's. So Alabama big time in the driver's seat to advance. Of course, 2 more innings to play. We shall see.
Runner in scoring position.
The other one that is suspended from yesterday is being played today is the Oklahoma-Kansas game. That's in the third inning, but Oklahoma's up 7 runs. They're up 8-1 in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else has been decided. So if you look at the odds to win the College World Series, the two opponents that are, as we just described, way behind the eight ball in these two games, Kansas and St. John's, they're 151 and 251 respectively, because they got to get out of these holes in these games to even have a shot. So just wipe them off the board.
By the way, if you have a sick brain like I do and you start thinking about, well, what if that could happen? They could win two, and then they get this sweet ticket. Now, this number should be way longer on both of these, yes, given the situation that both the teams are in.
Yeah. So let us assume, you know what they say about assuming, makes you regret something from earlier, and it
with both
shines
of us
poorly on both of us.
Mm.
Okay, so these are the eight teams then. If we assume Kansas and St. John's are gone, which we shall see here today, then you have the remaining eight, 5 of which will be SEC teams.
It's incredible.
That's why I asked Matt Grissom at the beginning. I was like, how many SEC in the Super Regional? How many in the College World Series? But it is North Carolina and Georgia who are the co-short shots, both at plus 275. Remember, Matt Grissom, who's going to win this whole thing? Give me one word. He said Georgia Tech. I said, that's not two. That's not one word. That's two. And then he said Georgia. Plus 275 on both North Carolina and Georgia. Texas, 3-1, right behind them. West Virginia, plus 750. Then there's hotty-totty, Ole Miss at 8-1. Bama, 14-1. These Sooners, assuming they get by here today, 17-1. If they didn't get by, they'd get a third game, by the way. Troy is the sneaky freaky brother sneaking in from the rear at 35-1. They're the biggest surprise here on the board of the final eight, assuming, again, Kansas and St. John's are not in there. St. John's also would be shocking.
Yeah.
So that's the group. Troy being the only real surprise of the bunch. Some people, I don't know, there might be some people who say, it's not that big of a surprise.
Got to watch a good amount of this over the past couple days. Always fun once we get
through
this.
It's so great.
I mean, the regionals are awesome. You get the Super Regionals, then we get into the College World Series later this week. It's going to be great, man. Georgia, I thought, looked really good. A couple games I saw out of them. Strong top of the board. And, the SEC point, right? We thought it was a little odd from right away how few of them there were at the beginning, and now it is the bulk of the field.
Jensen Lewis, who has not only covers this on By the Books very extensively, but he also did the games, right, in the West Virginia regional. So he was on the scene there in Morgantown. Does he have futures on, like, almost all of these, it feels like? Just Ole Miss. He has Ole Miss at 60-1. Good on him.
Yeah.
Can Ole Miss do it again? Remember, Ole Miss, our magical run with Ole Miss at 100-1. In the year 2022, that was phenomenal. Got in as a 101 shot. Can Ole Miss do it again for the second time in 5 years? LSU defending champ, they weren't even in this year, right? Any bets remain for you? You have anything in pocket?
Nope, nothing for me.
You didn't end up betting Ole Miss either?
No, I didn't end up betting Ole Miss. I didn't bet anything before during the Super Regionals.
Okay.
But I had a couple bets from before the regionals. Those all got burnt pretty quick.
All right. Well, good luck to Jensen and others.
Yeah, and you.
Yeah, well.
What do you got, 20?
20-1, yeah. Nothing as sexy, but I'll take a 20-1.
It's not eight.
It ain't eight, that's for sure. But you know how these things go. Again, now the next, so when the College World Series bracket, let's say it is Alabama and Oklahoma that advance, Then we will have the two, the way that the format works, you have the two sides of four teams each. And then those four teams on each side will play a double elimination. And from those four teams on each side in the double elimination, round robin, if you will, one team will emerge, another team will emerge on the other side, and those two teams will play best of three for the title. That's how it works. That's how it works. Okay. All right. Anything for you golf, RBC, before
Not yet. As I was talking about with Wes, we are just important to keep in mind if you're looking back at stats. The Canadian Open is one of these tournaments that moves around courses, so need to go check in on Toronto stats. And then we'll be running everything this afternoon. Did say just prices that did jump out. Brooks Koepka 28-1 did jump out to me. Chris Rayton probably won't get there in the outright market, but man, did he have another good tournament. Younger guy from Norway, not even that young. It's like he's like 30. And Alex Fitzpatrick, the other Fitzpatrick kill. Man, it's kind of becoming a Højgaard thing. Dave's line in the morning? I always bet the wrong Højgaard. Man, I bet the wrong Fitzpatrick this week. Alex Fitzpatrick was pushing Matt this week, this past week, and yeah, he's 43-1 in this field. Pretty weak field. Toronto pretty scoreable from the last time we saw it. So yeah, going to be digging into this afternoon. See what we come up with.
Okay. Carl Sack will join us to discuss the NBA Finals. But before that, the time has arrived. World Cup. Splash Sports Survivor Mock. Not allowed to be in it for reals. But we'll give you the four sides that each of us have come up with to advance from the group stage. We must hit all four or we are toast right out of the gate. What could go wrong? Only 16 teams get eliminated. It's next on A Numbers Game. You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. VSiN Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with VSiN Pro.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hi, it's here. If you're looking to put your World Cup knowledge to the test at the highest level, this one is for you. Splash Sports offering $1 million guaranteed in a high-stakes survivor contest, $1,000 to enter, $1 million on the line. You can only use a team once, as is the case with all survivors. Pick wisely from the group stage all the way through the knockout rounds and outlast everyone else, and the million is yours right now. New players using promo code VSIN get a 50% deposit match up to $100, a free Quick Picks entry up to $20, plus a 100% Quick Picks payout boost on an entry up to $20. Entries close June 11th. That's 3 days from now, so do not wait. Head to splashsports.com/VSIN and use code VSIN. Got to be 21 and over. Available in select states only. We are not a selected state, Kelly, here in Las Vegas.
We are not.
We are not. By the way, contest details. Okay, once again. $1,000, $1,000 buy-in, winner takes all $1 million. In the event of multiple winners, the prize will be divided equally among all the winners. Oh, okay, there you go. No dead heat rules, an even split. Can only use a team one time, two-phase survivor contest built around the 2026 World Cup. In the group stage phase, select four teams you believe will advance to the round of 32. All four of your teams must successfully advance for you to survive into the knockout stage. In the knockout stage, pick one team per round, except in the round of 32, round of 16, and quarterfinals, where you must pick two. Okay. All picks in a round must win for you to advance. Any incorrect pick eliminates you. Your picks can earn the win in regulation, overtime, or shootout. So it's four in the group stage, and then you got to pick two in the 32, two in the 16, two in the quarters, and then 1-1-1?
Yep.
Or 1-1, I should say, at the end. Yes. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
1-1-1, right? Oh, no, quarterfinals. Yeah, semifinals and finals. Yep.
You can have multiple entries, by the way. That is permitted. Deadline, if you're wondering, on June 11th, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. I know I was wondering. Noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on June 11th. So 3 days from now, we will have already passed the deadline. We're within 72 hours. Okay. Kelly Bidley, you want to do yours first? You want to do mine first? What do you want to do?
Let's do yours first, as I'm still identifying the groups now that I selected mine from, because I feel like that's important.
Well, it is, but the problem is once you advance them, you don't really know necessarily. In other words, you don't know if they're going to finish one, two, or three. And then in certain cases, you don't know exactly who you play if you finish three.
Yeah, correct. I just meant more for if people are actually listening and want to go like look at where stuff is.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of groups, as you've mentioned, Gil. There's a lot of soccer teams in this.
There's a lot of groups. All right. Here are the four teams that I have coming out of the group stage at the 2026 World Cup. First, and this might be, to some people, this might be the most frisky of all of them. South Korea coming out of Group A. Group A has Mexico in it. Mm-hmm. Czechia is in it. South Korea and South Africa. This is perhaps the most risky of the bunch for me. I'm going to say South Korea does advance as a third-place team. You know, if they finish second, no problem. Here's the thing. South Africa is the other team in this group. I think South Korea is going to advance from the group stage. I know there's a lot of people listening right now that are like, you're done. But I actually think they're in.
No, actually, what I'm kind of laughing about is okay, the teams that I went through and did the whole process, wrote down a bunch of teams, probably put down eight or nine and then whittled it down to four.
Yeah.
All four of yours were definitely in my final eight or final nine teams that I was considering. Now, what's funny is we only end up matching on one of them, though.
We only match on one?
Yeah, we only match on one. Oh, wow.
Annyeonghaseyo, South Korea, Group A. They're going through. What could go wrong? Morocco, I have coming out of Group C. Now, I know both Chris Felica and Paul Carr love themselves some Morocco. So I am going with what they said. I got them coming out of the group stage. They would say, oh, I wouldn't use them in the group stage, but I am going to use them in the group stage.
That's the one we share.
We share Morocco.
And this is, look, okay. I think after you described it well, I don't know if you felt the same way, but after I went through kind of the whole bracket and who do I think, and like you said, it became a fool's errand at some point, right? Of like, yes, okay, I'm trying 100%. To figure out who do I not want to advance far enough, you know, too far. I want them to lose at a certain point. I did settle my kind of tiebreaker, Gil, from when I was kind of whittling down teams. It was kind of like, what do the groups look like where it is the second on the odds board team and there's big separation between who the favorite is and then kind of the bottom of the group. So I think almost everyone that I picked ended up being second on the odds for their group.
Yeah. I mean, that was a big key was not only group odds, but also just the overall odds.
Right.
South Korea was definitely the longest shot of my four. These next three are kind of right in pocket with each other. So Morocco out of Group C. Then out of Group E, the United States of America. Perhaps you've heard of them. A little country with 350 million people. USA. Now, remember Paul Carr said par for the USA is the round of 16. Not as I see it. I don't know if they get there.
Oh, man.
So I'm using the USA to get out of the group stage. Anything else, gravy. But I'm just going to use them now.
I'm not
getting risky. I'm not. Let's put it this way. I don't want to lose on us.
Right. I very much considered them here.
Yeah.
I got a little scared. We might mess around and win another game the next round.
All right.
So I left them out.
And my fourth is Senegal from Group I. Lions. Senegal, always great in transition here. Group I. The group, by the way, USA should be mentioned, is with Paraguay, Australia, and Turkey in Group D. Group I with Senegal, that's with France, who of course we're all saving. Norway's going to be tough, right? Senegal's got to get past Norway or be one of the third place teams that advance. And then there's Iraq bringing up the rear. So no, to me, it's just be a really good third place team at worst. So that's my four: South Korea, Morocco, USA, and Senegal.
I like it. This will work pretty well, actually, because I think what I was down to at the end was picking Senegal or Norway.
Oh, okay.
For this, and I landed on Norway out of that. So
I like your four.
There would be one of the chalkier teams, right, of mine. But I'm with you. You laid it out well at the beginning. I love these puzzles, right? Where I went through the whole thing. Thought I had a good strategy going through it. Then you kind of get to the bracket. You're like, all right, I got to go back. Let me redo some of this. I found that I needed to go a little chalkier. So Norway was one of the teams I landed on, Group I. Morocco, we share. And then the other ones that I had, Uruguay coming out of Group H, where they are second on the board with Spain as a heavy favorite in that group. They minus 475, Spain is Uruguay's 4-1. And then you drop down to Saudi Arabia, 30-1, and Cape Verde, 60-1. So I went with Uruguay there. Now, they could be one of those teams. So like this was the Norway was a good example of all the different brackets that I ran. They kept running into a very strong opponent in that next round. So I thought they were good here. Uruguay, not so much. Uruguay might actually be too good. Maybe they mess around and win and go on. Now, if that happens once or twice, it doesn't kill you, right? Better that happens than them not get through because you lose the whole thing otherwise. But yeah, didn't land on Uruguay in that that one. Liked their odds in the group. And then the last one for me was Croatia in Group L, the illustrious Group L. Same sort of thing here. England minus 280, your favorite. Croatia plus 320. Then it drops down to Panama 40-1 and Ghana 11-1 or 110-1. This is... DraftKings has currently got some odds screwed up on that group.
I like.
Anyways, I like your four. The other.
I like your four. I like my four. Let's put it this way. I think we are both getting through.
I think we are too.
I think we're both getting through. Let me say it another way. I think if either of us gets knocked down, that could be me, that could be you, that could be both of us, we suck. I think that will be official.
Yeah.
Again,
official.
32 of 48 get through the group stage. So we're just trying to avoid being one of the 16. I also like yours, by the way. I don't know if you saw this with your yours. Yours are from groups C, H, I, and L. Like Chile or Chill.
Chill.
Either way.
Just chill, man.
I like yours. Morocco, Uruguay, Norway, and Croatia. What could go wrong?
Just an E away from Chile being involved.
What
too.
Could go wrong?
I'm sure we'll be fine. And then it was funny, man. I'm serious, though. I wrote down probably eight. Yeah. My first pass through was like, okay, I'm going to pick from this eight.
Me too.
All of your teams were in my eight.
Again, the issue with this then becomes you can't, unless you are so precise in, you know, standings 1, 2, 3, 4 in every group, it is really hard to project forward past that. It really is. And it's almost a fool's errand. You almost just want to do the four and then regroup after once the round of 32 starts. For those who can actually participate, once again, Splash Sports with this great Survivor contest. Yeah. Again, check it out at splashsports.com/VSIN. Use code VSIN. Entries close in just about 72 hours from now. Got to be 21 and over. Available in select states only. $1 million guaranteed. $1,000 to enter. Carl Sack on the NBA Finals next here on A Numbers Game.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
That was far more fun than I imagined it would be. The World Cup Survivor thing.
Oh, and you put two sharp soccer minds together.
That's right.
start going through the field of the World Cup.
I do have one word for you, though. Overlay.
That's right.
Overlay, people. Championship season is here, by the way. VSiN Pro can help you bet it smarter for a limited time. Lock in early bird pricing on our football season special for just $175. Sooner you sign up, the more value you get with full access to everything we do across every sport through the Super Bowl. That means the NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Final, World Cup, plus MLB all summer long. You also get daily best bets, real-time betting splits, AI-powered prop projections, and 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app. And on June 22nd, we will release our NFL betting guide to attack futures, win totals, division races, and the full season ahead. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe now. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. It's trippy, man. Stanley Cup Final going on. NBA Finals going on. Of course, that both will soon end. But right around the corner, and I'm talking 3 days from now, the World Cup, and then the NBA Draft, June 23rd. All the stuff we're not even necessarily thinking of front of mind are happening as well this month. We get tweets beating the book. Always appreciate it from everybody. Best listeners ever. Best listeners in the game. Say hey, 024. Proud Italian-American here, despite the name. Consolation is Carbone jarred sauce best on the market. Say that again. Consolation is Carbone jarred sauce best on the market. Is there a sauce called Consolation? Maybe that's what he's talking about.
I don't know.
J. Peak, 16-694. Got West Virginia to win it all, 100-1 on February 19th for pizza money. All right, J. Peak, good for you. Brian M., not only do I always bet the wrong Højgaard and Fitzpatrick, but I also get the wrong Contreras brother and the unrelated Lowe or Lau in Major League Baseball. World be free. Is it possible to move Carl Sack to Thursdays? Would love to hear Gil promoting Sack and Crack. Zach and Sack and Crack is what it would be. Zach and Sack and Crack. Montreal Max. Will we ever get the relaxed weekend Gil look that popped up on my VEASAN screen over the weekend on a Zoom with a bay shot in the distance, sans glasses and wearing an SFFD blue t-shirt, giving off that offshore book owner vibe, dropping by the office on ANG. I don't know, Montreal Max. It's kind of my Cali look.
Where was that shot coming? Oh, this was this past weekend?
Yeah.
Sunday
morning yesterday. Yeah. Money Gun Guz, happy Monday, Gil and Kelly, signing up for millions and Survivor as we speak. There you go. And Shrek McPhee backs me up on South Korea. Says South Korea is a very good squad, just not the publicity. Great history beating Germany and Spain in recent tournaments, too.
Chris Felica weighs in with a South Korea absolutely advancing.
Thank you.
We got it covered, Felica.
Mm-hmm.
You get your time on Friday. Remember, I spent dozens of minutes on this weekend.
Kamsahamnida. Ladies and gentlemen, Carl Sack joins us on a Tuesday. Sorry, didn't do the rhyme thing. Oh, excuse me, on a Monday. We didn't do the rhyme thing on a Thursday. He joins us now. He's the proprietor of KillerSports.com. You may know him as the NBA guru from his Dr. Bob days. A man who moves markets when he releases NBA plays. Carl joins us now from outside of Denver or inside of Denver, Colorado. I believe he said he was Denver proper. Is that true, Carl?
That is true. Hey, thanks for having me on. I like the sound of Sack and Crack.
Well, now that you put it that way. Yeah, I don't think so.
Is it layover or overlay?
Oh, did I say layover? I meant overlay.
No, that was off the air.
I was thinking off air. I was like, layover. That's what I have in my flight this coming weekend. Overlay. That's what I'm looking for. This is the VEASAN Killer Sports NBA Playoff Challenge standings. And ladies and gentlemen, young Gil is about to clinch. Only Kyle Akins could mathematically tie me, but the master stroke, let me just say this, the master stroke was not me not playing the other night, which was a good stroke because everybody died on the vine that anyone who had a like even remote chance to beat me. But Carl Sack is the clever one because everybody was on the Spurs. Carl, who believed in the Spurs covering the spread, but for contest purposes, Carl was like, I'm going to pull the okey-doke here. I'm going to take the Knicks plus the points. And so Carl, by the way, second place gets money too.
Yeah, heated battle for second.
So Carl's like, I'm not giving up second. But the race for second is heated. Carl Sack, you did that for contest strategy, right? Specifically.
Yeah, totally. Unfortunately, you get to this point in the contest and it's not necessarily, you know, pick who you think's going to win. It's pick how you think you can leapfrog some people. And I did bet San Antonio in game two and was rooting for them, but at least, you know, gained some ground in the contest.
Yeah. Well, we've really enjoyed the contest for a second season. We really appreciate you coming up with this because it made the playoffs that much more fun, that much more interesting. People get super competitive, so it was real fun to play. The VEASAN Killer Sports NBA Playoff Challenge Part 2, second annual. Steve Fezzik was the first-year champ on these. Look at Fezzik. He's still in it. He's in fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie Fezzik, always involved, always a part of the festivities. How do you feel about Game 3 tonight, Carl? What's the play?
You know, I don't have anything that I feel great about. I think it's certainly a San Antonio spot. You know, they're going to be desperate. Their season's on the line. I think all the situational stuff supports them. Both team specific and, you know, general high level stuff. I don't think San Antonio's lost. Has San Antonio lost three in a row all year?
I don't believe so.
But you know, from a pure power rating perspective, looking at these teams, like Knicks are only a 2-point home favorite. I mean, it's hard to argue that the Knicks aren't the better team at this point, especially in the situation. Like, you know, you look at all the experience that they have, and Anobi's won a title. You know, they've just, it kind of dawned on me, and I'm embarrassed that I didn't notice it earlier, but about middle of the second quarter of last game, all the experience that this Knicks team has in comparison to the San Antonio team, where, you know, no one on San Antonio has gotten a playoff win other than what, like Fox and Barnes. Barnes doesn't even really play, but like, it's just, there's such an experience advantage here. And so, long story short, I don't think I'm going to be betting this game. I think I'm going to be rooting for San Antonio, and then hopefully that sets up with a nice spot to come back and grab the Knicks in game four. More than anything, I just like to see this not be a sweep and, you know, have it be an interesting series.
I think I will be on the Spurs. Well, I know I will be on the Spurs tonight in the VEASAN Killer Sports Bracket Challenge. One, because I have to put in some plays. At this point, I could run out of games. So you got to put in at least one tonight. I will be on the Spurs in that one. And I do believe in that. There's, you know, what you were just talking about. There is, the Spurs haven't lost three in a row. Again, I went through, you know, this easily could be 1-1. Easily could be Spurs 2-0. It's not. They don't deserve to be 1-1 or up 2-0. Knicks got it done. But from a handicapping standpoint, that does not necessarily mean that is likely to be the same result. Spurs had big double-digit leads in both games. They had leads late. Wemby was terrible in game one. Spurs missed a lot of free throws, right? We don't all talk about free throws. They missed a lot of free throws in game two. I think there's some Mitch Johnson trends as well in this game, where when the Spurs lose two in a row, they come back and cover at a really high rate as well. So anyway, back to that point about three in a row. The series itself, if somebody said to you, okay, would I take a Spurs adjusted series price at this point? You would say what to them?
No, I would not. Not at the current line. The current line I'm seeing, I think it was like -440 or something I looked at for the Knicks. And if you go back historically, history of the NBA, teams up 2-0, they win 92% of the time.
Yeah.
So this line should be even higher. And it's, you know, that's 2-0 period. We're talking now, it's 2-0 and they're coming home. Unfortunately, you know, statistically speaking, I think this series is over, but like I said, I'm going to root for San Antonio tonight and we'll see what happens.
Have you ever just historically, Carl, we were just trying to put this in historical context earlier on the show, but I'll ask it from a handicapping standpoint. Do you ever remember a team where you had, we've had some variation of this, but I'll ask it this way, a team where you believed them to be one thing heading into the playoffs, a sort of a middling or a little above middling team in one conference that then you had to just sort of rethink over and over as a postseason went on, to the point now where they're on the cusp of winning an NBA championship. Is there any comp for this in your memory?
I don't think there's a great comp, but off the top of my head, I think it was a few years ago when the Miami Heat came in as an 8 seed and ended up going to the finals.
Yeah.
I don't know. Has an 8 seed ever made it to the finals? I mean, granted, they ended up losing in the finals. I believe that was to Denver. But yeah, they ended up upsetting the 1 seed Milwaukee Bucks in the first round, and I lost a lot of money on that.
Yeah, me too. I was mentioning yesterday on the show, there was a Jordan team. One of the Jordan championships was kind of like a middling Eastern Conference team, but they had Jordan.
They had Jordan.
So it was new that there was always that possibility, but you have to go way back to that for me to sort of think of a comp. You're right. The recent Heat run as an 8 seed was probably the closest to this. We shall see. Carl, appreciate it all, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Carl Sack, everybody. KillerSports.com. Contest.KillerSports.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
What do you know about this, Kelly? A. Andrews on Twitter. He said, FYI, I always follow your mentions of slams quietly to myself with da-da-da, da-da-da. Let the boys be boys. You know that?
Yeah.
You know, that's Onyx. I once played basketball with that kid. What's the kid's name on Onyx?
I have no idea.
Great show so far today, fellas. Well, thank you, A. Andrews. Well, there's still time for us to mess it up. Let's review the bets. Spurs to win the NBA Finals. It's on life support, 19-1. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what's on life support, and it's only June 8th. The Cubs. You see the Cubs-Giants? Sunday Night Baseball, for whatever reason, was the Cubs-Giants last night. Did you see this?
Yes, I had it on the TV.
And, you know, this was the opportunity for the Cubs to start out 3-3. They'd only be two wins behind the leaders early in the month of June. All would not be lost. Cubs, runners first and third, 1-1 game last night, eighth inning, nobody out. Alex Bregman. Oh, my God. Alex Bregman, by the way, after the game, just laid into himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I've been so bad.
Caught that.
But my man Kevin Alcantara gets doubled off third. What are you doing? What would Fezzik say? A sharp fifth grader knows that not to get doubled off third there. Anyway, Cubs to most wins in June at 12-1. It's not looking good. The pitching hasn't been the problem. Except for that one game. I think three of the four losses all by one run. The fourth loss was by like 15 runs, something like that. Ole Miss to win the College World Series at 20-1. Better late than never. Come on, hotty toddy.
Did catch that, I think, twice in college baseball this weekend of the oh, it's a pickle out there in between first and second, and then they forget about the runner on third who comes in and scores.
Giants winning extras. I'm supposed to be happy about the Giants winning, but not in this case.
Yeah, not in this case.
Yeah.
All right, Spurs, let's get it together.
Hey, anytime you're ready now, Spurs.
Anytime you're ready. Spurs, plus 125 to win the finals after game one, before game one, where I predicted the Knicks to win it. I have the Spurs series price, plus 490 to close it out. And Spurs to 6 and Spurs to 7 are still alive, Gil. In fact, that's the only way they're going to win this series. Math.
those are very much alive.
Oh, man. All right, what do we got? NBA draft in 2 weeks. Darren Peterson, first overall pick. I've had this for a couple weeks now, plus 350. And Cameron Boozer, third overall pick, minus 125. And then World Cup bets. France to win it, 5-1. France reach quarters, minus 125. Portugal to reach the quarters, plus 125. And Colombia to win Group K, plus 260. Thanks, Paul Carr. Thanks, Chris Felica. We'll talk to you more this week.
There you go. Let's get Felica on multiple times. Carr on multiple times. Raheem Palmer from The Ringer on the show earlier today after his trip to Sweden for, what was that, Spotify's 20-year anniversary? How about that story? Must be nice.
They've been around for 20 years now? Wow.
Yeah, that seems like a lot. Must be nice. He's on the Knicks for the third straight time, apparently. He's on the Knicks, money line versus the Spurs tonight. He's got Landry Shamet over 8.5 points as well for his prop play of the night. Game 3 NBA Finals at Madison Square Garden tonight, where it will be mayhem. You know people are already outside that building.
Dude, I cannot. I can't. I wish this was 1-1. So there was a little bit more intrigue to this series right now because, Spurs guys here, sorry, it feels a little flat. This game tonight's going to be ridiculous, though.
Oh,
Gracie. The atmosphere is going to be insane.
Gracie's in New York. She called me. She's like, what do I have to know? I was like, just don't go down there. Don't go down there. Wes Reynolds, best bets. Spurs plus a half a point in the first half tonight. Spurs plus 2.5 for the game at the New York Knicks. Well, he's got Dylan Harper over 18.5 points and rebounds.
Yeah, I like that. That's the closest thing I got to on a bet tonight was Dylan Harper over. I was going to look at his assist, though, too, PRA, throw them all in there. I'm wondering if we see more of the pick-and-roll involvement tonight, and that would be more De'Aaron Fox and him, I think, leading that with Wemby. So I would throw an assist, too. He had a few last
game. True what you're saying. Like, the fact that you can't exploit those defenders.
So for two years, Gil. Yeah, we sat through all playoffs, all last season. You remember that? Remember hearing that 9 million times? Brunson and Cat cannot defend the pick and roll, and they're just not even being challenged.
Can we just imagine the opposite of this? Let's say the Spurs win tonight. Say the Spurs win tonight. Possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got the Spurs tonight. I think they're winning tonight. Got them in the contest. All right, then it's 2-1. Then it's the old sphincter tightening game 4.
Oh, yes.
For the New York Knicks. And God forbid they lose that one too. And then you've got the de facto best of three and we're back on serve. Let's go. It could still happen.
I mean, look, I of course I'm rooting for that situation in our tickets, but I need a little fear in the Knicks fans. Like, I've got too many friends, too many friends that are just texting me all weekend.
The most brutal fan base ever.
And like, I love them. They're very entertaining to me.
They are entertaining.
Very entertaining, but they're always more entertaining when there's a little bit of fear. You know, they have that the world is crashing game.
Way too cocky.
I kind of need one of those world is crashing games coming.
I contractually obligated to mention this stat because I have not mentioned it. Teams that go down 0-3, 3-0 in an NBA best of seven finals, I believe, are 0-164 lifetime.
You know what? Yes. Glad you brought that up. The other one, we went all show not mentioning too. The total tonight, this is the same thing in all three games. Lean to the over for me. The possessions are still there for each one of these teams. Not great shot making so far. Looking at like 216 for the total. It's come down actually a little bit this morning. I lean over, Gil, but we are now the past four NBA finals, 20-5 to the under. Two unders to start this one, 20-5 over the last four NBA finals.
Jeez. The Mitch Johnson trend that I want to mention, courtesy of Zach Cohen at VSiN.com. Are you familiar with Zach Cohen?
No. Who's that loser?
Under Mitch Johnson, the Spurs are 15-1 straight up when coming off losses in two of their previous three games. And the average score in such games sees San Antonio winning by an average of 10.2 points per game. He said the Spurs are also 6-0 straight up, 5-1 against the spread when coming off two straight losses this season. Have never lost three in a row. Not this year. Check out all Zach's stuff on this game and other sports at VSiN.com. Greg Peterson was on earlier. It was more of a dating segment. And oh, by the way, here are some baseball picks.
So the by the way part,
Mariners Orioles under 9 today in Major League Baseball. Rays 1-5 in the month of June. Even money. He's playing them versus the Red Sox. He is on the Rays to get off the schneid. Yankees and Guardians under 8. Speaking of 1-5 teams, Padres and Reds, the only other teams at the cellar of June. Cellar meaning C-E-L-L-A-R, the basement, if you will. Padres and Reds are both 1-5 in the month of June. He's on the Padres, as Greg Peterson, -130 versus the Red Legs. And then here in Las Vegas, do you have any interest in going to this game?
Oh, yes. I do. One of these games.
Brewers
Athletics.
They're
here for like a week, right?
What's that?
They're here for like a week, right?
Are they here for a week, guys? I know it's for this series. I don't know. Is it for the week?
I heard someone say this weekend, too.
Okay. All right. Brewers Athletics under 11 runs where the Aviators play over there in Summerlin.
Yeah, man.
Very excite, as our guy Borat would say. Very excite. Was it Borat who would say that? Yeah, I believe so.
Yep.
Brewers Athletics under 11 runs. It is hot, but it's not crazy hot.
Yeah, man. They're here this weekend against the Rockies, too.
Okay. There you go.
So a little bit different competition.
There you go. Coors South, if you will.
I need to rethink this. I think Wednesday would be the best chance for me.
To go to the game?
Yeah.
I got dinner with Craig Tuesday. I got dinner with Craig Wednesday. And then I got, Meltzer's taking me on Thursday?
Okay.
Vanderpump opening.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, what are you, Meltzer's like plus one for like
this plus one.
Is this like the grand opening?
Yeah, the Cromwell is being rebranded as the Vanderpump Hotel.
What did they end up doing? What's the...
I think Dre's is done, right?
That's what I was just going to ask.
Dre's, they got rid of Dre's. Why would they get rid
of Dre's?
I
heard different things about that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Chris said the basement's open, though. You been in that club in the basement before?
I've
been there one time. It's very claustrophobic down there, don't you think, Chris? I think so.
They're getting rid of the whole day club, though?
I think it's gone. I don't know what. Day club's gone, basement's open.
Thank you, Chris.
That's the word. Appreciate from Chris Foster knows everything.
He knows what's going on.
He's on tour with Freddie Gibbs. Mm-hmm. He knows everything. Okay. What are your plays on the game tonight? Repeat?
I got nothing tonight, man.
Oh, you got nothing.
I got nothing. Lean over.
All right. Spurs, come on now.
Lean Dylan Harper over PRA. I do like Wes's bet there.
As we like to say in the content business, just for the content, Spurs. Come on. Extend this. And for my 19-1 ticket, Spurs winning it all.
I really don't know. We got a couple tweets about it. Like, I think the atmosphere is going to be insane, as ridiculous in a NBA Finals game as we've seen in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what that means for a Knicks team. Knicks or Spurs.
On a serious note, if you are the average Knicks fan who has a certain amount of net worth. You've waited all your life for the Knicks to get in the NBA Finals. Here they are, and you're just completely priced out of it. And if you're lucky enough to somehow get in, even in the worst seats, you got to get there 2 hours early.
Yep.
It's just a cluster. Oh, well. You wanted your team to be good. Here you go.
Unforgettable series, though. If you're a Knicks fan.
Stanley Cup Final. That's the unforgettable series. We'll have Jay Kahn on the show tomorrow. Talk about that. Drew Dinsick will join us. Joe Sheehan. Mark Borchardt. We've done all we can do. Prop Boys is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.